Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I'm delighted to be joined by Steve Gillespie, Director of Market Management at Cisco. Welcome, Steve. So, Steve, why don't you just tell me a little bit about what you do at Cisco and how that relates to the data center market?
Well, I'm Senior Director of the UCS Product Management Team. My team is responsible for the UCS platform and management software. We work with customers, partners, and field to really look at market trends, where we need to take the platform, and then working with our engineering teams to bring this technology to market.
Now, Cisco and Intel obviously have decades of collaboration experience behind us. And on the UCS side, that's no different. Can you talk a little bit about how we work together on those platforms?
The UCS platform came to market in 2009, and we've really been collaborating very closely with Intel to be able to bring a best-in-class platform to the market. We're focused on being able to improve customer experience with infrastructure, being able to run all of their workloads, be them physical, virtual, or cloud. We basically innovate on top of the x86 architecture that Intel brings, really with a focus on the improved manageability and reduced operational expenses, while also being able to tie together all the resources needed for that application. We've been able to achieve over 100 world record benchmarks with our collaboration, and we're continuously innovating to be able to meet needs of not only today's applications, but where we're going in the future.
When you look at these new types of platforms, and I know that you guys have been shipping them for a number of years now, but they really do offer a different approach to the deployment of services within a data center. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We're very well known for blade and rack platforms, being able to run lots of different applications in a data center environment. We have been expanding the portfolio to also meet the requirements for edge network requirements, like remote office and branch office, Internet of Things, where you need computing closer to the edge. But we're also seeing a trend in the market where there's a need to have an infrastructure that is more agile, being able to meet the needs of these scale-out cloud applications that not only enterprise customers are starting to deploy, but many service providers and cloud providers are really trying to achieve. So that does require adjusting the architecture to be more optimized for these workloads. We call it composability. It's really being able to take the ability of software to take the resources of server, storage, and networking, break them down to their individual elements, and then recompose them as needed for that application. Where this really comes into play is that we get better utilization of resources. We also are much more agile because the way that a lot of these applications are being written is that they require much better speed of deployment, being able to meet the ever-changing needs of these types of applications. We think it's a really exciting area. It's definitely growing, and we're getting lots of feedback that this is really the trend going forward.
This concept of composability relates to what Intel's been talking about related to software-defined infrastructure. Obviously, this means a much more acute control of the underlying infrastructure from an application standpoint or the orchestrator's perspective. How has Cisco been able to deliver this in terms of the capabilities inside of UCS?
So we've taken all the great manageability of UCS, our fabric-based computing model, and extended it to this composable model. And so we actually have created two new product families within UCS to meet the needs of not only data-intensive applications, but compute-intensive applications that leverages Cisco ASIC technology at the hardware level to be able to compose all the hardware elements, but also UCS management software to be able to have that API control, essentially taking infrastructure as software so that we can basically compose the right level of resources needed for that application. And this has really been very well received. We've got a number of wins and some of these new computing models. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to relearn UCS. It's an extension of what we have been offering preparing for the last 6 years.
This is an exciting day because we've announced the delivery of the next generation of Xeon E5 platforms. Obviously, this is a moment in time that's always great between Intel and Cisco because it helps deliver new solutions to the marketplace. Can you talk a little bit about the solutions that you're delivering and how this affects the capabilities of what you're able to deliver in terms of composable infrastructure?
So we're able to take the best-in-class processors from Intel along with our management software and essentially linking all of the various other resources needed, software, storage, networking, and essentially creating pools of resources that are optimized for the application. So developers have tremendous control over how much compute, networking, and storage they need for that various app. So with now the new Intel Xeon E5 V4 processors, also known as Broadwell, we can add even better performance for these type of applications. We're expecting to have some additional world record benchmarks here to be able to talk about, but this is really what folks are looking for from Cisco, is that very flexible platform, very agile to meet the needs of not only traditional applications, but this new breed of cloud and scale-out apps as well.
You guys are members of the Network Builders Program with Intel. You just recently joined Cloud Builders that we relaunched today. Can you talk about why this depth of collaboration in the industry between hardware suppliers and software vendors is so critical?
What we're trying to do is make sure that our infrastructure is always relevant for no matter how the customer might want to deploy. It might be in the cloud, it may be on-premise, and we need to have the collaboration of our partners to be able to achieve this. It can't be done by any one vendor. And so given that the applications in many cases come from partners, we need to be able to partner on cloud and networking and other areas. This is really key to the UCS strategy. When UCS came to market, admittedly, we came after others. So we needed to make sure that we could work with whatever networking, storage, and management a customer may have standardized on, and then we build on top of that to be able to provide this very flexible, best-in-class platform to run all the applications. And as much as cloud is so important and folks are moving to that, they also generally have on-premise traditional applications as well. So we don't want to see folks having to deploy a silo. They really want something that can go across, and that's really what we've been able to achieve.
Can you share a URL or a place to go for those listeners who want to find out more about the Cisco Unified Computing System?
It's on our cisco.com website. And slash servers, and it'll get you to all of the UCS content as well as information on the new platforms that are using the latest Intel processors.
It's been great talking to you today. Thanks so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.